Number eight, please.
Item number eight, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to apply for, accept, and implement a community development investment grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation in the amount of $250,000 to assist in funding streetscaping improvements for the expansion of Milwaukee's Asian market, Fong Savan. This item was also referred to the Committee on Economic and Community Development on April 14, 2014. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 7-0.
Good morning, Director Tiguez-Smith.
Good morning, Chair and Supervisors. Last month, we were before you on a successful grant request to the WEDC for marketing costs for the Park East. That conversation and success, both with WEDC and also your support of that time, that type of resources bringing to the county, has prompted us to look at other resources at WEDC and elsewhere that we could bring to support projects in Milwaukee County. And so I asked our one of our project managers, Emily Vandre, to look at other opportunities at WEDC. We forwarded that opportunity to all of the supervisors to see if they had shovel-ready projects in their district that might be eligible. We got back two responses. One was from Supervisor Haas about a continuing project in his district that doesn't quite fit this grant requirement, so we're looking at other opportunities there. And then from Supervisor Rainey's district, a project for assisted funds for an Asian market in his district. And so what you have before you today is a resolution that would allow us to apply for this grant and, if received, accept this grant and enter into an agreement with the developer to execute the project. And so we had the developer and other supporters at the Economic Development Committee to give a full review. We did not bring them all again here today, but what we did want to do is quickly go through with you what this grant resource is, what this project is, and we can review that pretty quickly here. And the reason for doing that is to allow you to look for opportunities in other areas of the county so that you can see how we might be able to work together to bring in additional resources to support community projects. So with that, I'll hand it over to our project manager, Emily Vandre, to quickly go over what this resource is and what the project is.
Ma'am, before you start, is it Drain?
Vandre.
D-R-E?
B-A-N-D-E-R-A-A.
D?
D-E-R-A-A.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Vandre.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Supervisor.
Just a suggestion. The ECD committee did get a chance to see this in full, and it is on file, so members of the board can get access to that presentation. I'm sure the department can send that around, but we do have the opportunity to vote in concurrence with ECD and save a little bit of time, and then members could see the presentation when they would like.
Okay.
So I motion concurrence.
I know this is an application request, and the policy committee has approved of the application by a 7-0 vote. Supervisor Bowen moves concurrence, and if I'm just wondering whether we should adopt. Because there's been some discussion as to whether we should adopt, with respect to the policy committee, whether we should concur, as if concurrence is
adopt.
We should adopt. Yeah, we should. Supervisor Bourne, you should move to adopt the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a great project. I move adoption.
Okay, ma'am. Anything else? Before, so your request is to have the, I remember voting on this. I don't remember seeing the presentation, but Supervisor.
Just to correct what the clerk said, it was a 4-0 vote in ECD. There were three absences. I believe you were at a conference
yes.
that day, and that's why
I
you
was.
Didn't see it. So it was a 4-0 vote in ECD, and we had a fairly extensive review of this. It was very positive reception that the committee gave it. I would strongly suggest that this committee also vote to adopt.
Okay. Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have reviewed the files on this proposal and found everything to be very straightforward, and I think it'd be a great project in addition to Northside there. So I would concur with the Supervisor Jurczyk, and I'm in support of this.
Thank you. Supervisor Bourne moves to adopt. I have not seen the PowerPoint. How long is it?
We could probably cover this in about 4 minutes to quickly go through with it.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You got 4 minutes.
All right. Yeah.
So this is a WEDC Community Development Investment Grant. There are three tiers of grant categories. Tier 1 and 2 are the largest. It could either be up to $250,000 for a Tier 2 or up to $500,000 for a Tier 1, and each municipality is only allowed to get one of those per fiscal year. We are requesting that this be our Tier 2 application for the fiscal year, which actually ends June 30th, so we would have another opportunity to do another one quickly. And the WEDC grant program here puts a great emphasis on projects that add tax base and provide jobs, which this particular project would do. The current Asian market is in a former auto repair shop at 6300 North 76th Street. And at this point, they really need to expand because demand is so great. And they have land next to their current building that they'd like to build a new building on. And the WEDC grant funds that we would be requesting would go to some streetscaping improvements and really making a cohesion between the existing building and the new building. The project itself is going to be a $4.08 million expansion. Most of it is funded through an SBA-backed loan serviced by Ridgestone Bank. There's also some participation from the City of Milwaukee for the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation. And then there's owner equity, and it would be this grant to kind of cover the gap there and to make sure that owner equity doesn't spread the owners too thin so they have some liquidity. As far as what the expansion is going to be, it's going to be a 70,000-square-foot new building that would have 160 vendor stalls, 9 restaurants in a food court sort of area, some medical office space, and some community and recreation space, including some basketball courts. The original building would then be 100% grocery store. And as far as how this impacts their operations, right now they have 35 jobs, majority of which are vendor jobs. And with the expansion, they'll have 181 new vendor jobs, and their own operations will result in 47 full-time employees and 39 part-time employees. And the tax base will be about $60,000 per year expansion. The top picture is the existing structure. There isn't a lot of signage, and what we're hoping to do is include signage in the grant application so that, since this is on a main artery of transportation, that you get more foot traffic in. And the bottom picture is a rendering of what the expansion will look like. The new building is on your right, and the existing building with some improvements to its facade is on the left. And then these are some of the architectural blueprints. I know it's kind of small and hard to see, but the main floor will have all of the vendor stalls and all of the food court area and the basketball courts, and the upper floor will be office space, extra seating for the food court, and some of the medical offices. And we don't have Haven Woods with us today, but their Economic Development Corporation and BID there have been integral in bringing this project to our attention with Supervisor Rainey and really helping with the grant application materials and gathering all the information. And they really see this project as an small business incubator in their community. So their hope is that vendors that start at the market will eventually grow their businesses to the point that they can start taking over storefronts within the neighborhood so new vendors could come in. And then this is just a little bit about the owners. They started in 2008. Pai Yang is the owner of the market, and that is their mission right there.
Any comments? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you. Just the question would be, what's our role in sort of underwriting the projects? I mean, in this case, there wasn't a competition, but I mean, had had five supervisors come forward with projects, how would you underwrite them, or you know, to determine which one's your best project that you're going to recommend?
Chairman and supervisors, we're looking forward to figuring out that problem. You know, in this particular circumstance, it turned out that with the short timeline, we had one project that was eligible. That's the one we're bringing after talking with many different groups. I think what we would do in that situation is that all municipalities have the ability to apply. So in this particular circumstance, we reached out to the city of Milwaukee, and they were had a higher priority project. So if we do get five requests back, our immediate step would then to be see can we all apply by seeing if the municipality it's in has another application pending, or if they would support it so that we can submit more than one. If it comes down to having several viable proposals to be able to work on this, I think then we would probably start to head more down an RFP route. I hope we have that problem. So please, if there are other projects that do come about, we'll give you as enough time as possible to flush those out. And then once we have them, if we have several viable requests that we can't work with municipalities to submit, we'll work on a ability to rank them to present them to you for your selection.
I'd also like to mention that there are three different tiers, and tier one and twos being the big ones are, we are limited to one application per year, but if it's a smaller project for a tier three grant, we can submit as many applications for those as we have.
What is the size of the other tiers?
The tier one would be up to $500,000, tier twos are up to $250,000, and tier threes are up to $50,000. And there are some explicit categories as what would constitute a Tier 1 versus a Tier 2. In this case, it's a streetscaping grant, so that is a Tier 2. Tier 1s focus more on rehab of downtown buildings and destination projects.
What are the requirements in terms of the number of jobs that have to be created? Is that the main driver of the viability, or is it the value created, or how is that determined?
There is no requirement from WEDC as to how many jobs or how much tax base would need to be created, but the more that you have, the stronger application it would be. It really is project by project dependent.
Have we did we look at submitting an application on behalf of our own incubator at the business park, at the research park?
Not that specific project. We are we just set up sort of monthly meetings with the research park to look at all of the issues that are going on there. The fiscal year for the state closes out as of June 30th. We did look at our other project areas, being the lakefront, the Park East, and Innovation Campus. And because of the timing here, it's got to be a shovel-ready project by June 30th. And so this was the lead on that. We would certainly embrace the conversation of other county-related entities, including Research Park, going forward, and if, again, there are competing proposals, we'll have to figure out a process to do that.
Well, since there is no limit on the smaller tiers, I would encourage you to talk to the research park immediately about whether there's a smaller one that viable. Research park just approved a expenditure of funds to build out a new lab space for a tenant, so there are real jobs connected to that expansion and a significant investment being made. So if we could leverage some WEDC funds, that would be good.
Thanks.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director, if we could chat later, I would go over some of the Green Corridor South 6th Street projects with you again, just to refresh my memory and find out more about the parameters for this process again. Thank you for reminding us of that. It's a very cool project, and I know it's starting to inspire some of my colleagues here. But I'll talk to you about that later. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey.
The only other thing we haven't said about this project, which I thought was very interesting, at least from Waukee County's point of view, is the market goods that are sold. Lots of the produce is urban gardening with the county gardens, Wisconsin Extension. So this is a really interesting example of a lot of partnerships going on within Waukee County government with the Wisconsin Extension, the county gardens that are used, and then bringing it for sale through this creation of an Asian market. I think it's an interesting project, and Waukee County actually has contact with this in other parts of our government. So I do hope we get this passed, and we ask them to make sure they let us know when they do their groundbreaking. Or they open their doors, I mean.
That's forward thinking. Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion to adopt by Supervisor Bowen. Any other further comments? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the motion.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 8 for adoption prevails.
Let's go to item 28, please.